Its current state on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Wednesday. It's time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. This week, we feature the Art for Charlie Foundation. The organization, based here in East Lansing, raises money to support hospice care for children and to help families coping with the loss of a child. Here to tell us more about the Art for Charlie Foundation is the co-founder and Charlie's father, John Waller. Welcome to Current State, John.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Certainly. Tell us about how the Art for Charlie Foundation came about.
The origins of this foundation really go back to April the 1st, 2011, when my wife and I took our son, Charlie, he was then 2 years old, to the Sparrow Hospital after he'd been having a number of problems. And they performed an MRI, and we were told within about 15 minutes we were called into the discussion area, and Dr. Steve Girton told us with a really gentle honesty that he had about the worst kind of cancer of all. He had an inoperable brainstem tumor that is almost invariably fatal. And in the weeks and months after receiving that news, we decided that we had to do something to bring the community in, but also to make up for an absence in the community, in the area, that Charlie's condition highlighted, and that was the absence of hospice care and facilities for young children.
And have you learned why there's been that lack up until this point, or why that's been a problem?
Obviously, a major reason is that far fewer young children die young or experiencing serious life-limiting illnesses than do adults. And of course, there are always major financial obstacles to getting these kinds of programs underway. But at the same time, the hospice movement has been gathering momentum for 40, 50 years now. It's made enormous strides. And the needs of children to receive specialized hospice care are being widely recognized. And programs are developing all over the country, all over Western Europe as well. And in fact, in Michigan as well, there's been a big push in recent years to get the hospice services actually provided. At the Sparrow, also Hospice of Michigan has been pushing hard. So in many ways, us starting to raise money for this, the timing has been rather fortuitous because the need was felt and there was already the enthusiasm, the sense of need within the hospitals to actually do something about this, to meet this important need.
What kind of start are you off to with the Art for Charlie Foundation?
So in the summer of 2011, we had our first major fundraiser for hospice services. And that was a wonderful success. We've got better and bigger over the years. So last year in November is hospice month, we had a really spectacular art show at the Marriott in downtown East Lansing. And that raised over $50,000. Mm. As a result of a small army of wonderful community volunteers. The donations, really generous donations of artists, amateur and professional, from Michigan, from America more broadly, and also from about four different continents. We also had fantastic sponsorship for the show, and the Marriott did a terrific job in creating a really impressive, beautiful show. And that really made us fully committed for the future to continue with this. And so the next show is next Thursday, also at the Marriott, and we hope to raise even more.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly has the money that you've raised so far, that gone toward?
So last year we donated $20,000 to the Sparrow. And what the Sparrow has done is created a pilot program. Through the generosity of a number of pediatric nurses, who really wanted to do this. They wanted training in hospice, and they wanted to be able to provide expert palliative care for children at home. So the children were always being well looked after. There could always be a nurse who could be called upon and a doctor whose advice could be consulted. And also that they could later be looked after in the hospital, but they could be at home for as long as possible. And so a number of nurses trained, and part of the money that we donated was spent on this retraining to get this pilot program underway. We've also donated $10,000 to Hospice of Michigan, which has a brilliant program. They provide nursing care, hospice nursing care, but also social workers who will come to your house. They also have a program they're setting up in East Michigan so that families who are experiencing significant problems, maybe financial distress because of the sickness of a child, maybe bereavement, they can actually draw on these services as well.
We're talking with John Waller, the founder of the Art for Charlie Foundation, whose next event is coming up soon. Tell us about your son, Charlie. What's he like? How is his health now?
A very good friend and colleague here at the university once said to me that Charlie, even though he was being diagnosed with a terminal illness, that he is the greatest affirmation of life he's ever met. Mm. I think Charlie is probably the most precociously kind child or probably person I've ever met. He's enormously empathetic. His understanding of the feeling of others is quite extraordinary. At the same time, he's a rambunctious little boy. He's perfectly happy trying to beat up his sister. But it's his love which really, really screams out. And it doesn't matter whether it's a bug or it's a human being. He's a boy of extraordinary gentleness and sympathy.
And curiosity, it sounds like.
Enormously, yeah. And throughout this extremely difficult 2.5 year period, he has barely complained. He lives life with such a passion that people just warm to him enormously. And the fact that we've got this foundation set up and the fact that we've been able to get through the last 2.5 years is to a large extent a testament to the strength of community in the mid-Michigan area. People's kindnesses have been almost infinite. It's been really remarkable. But I think part of it is also that Charlie has the kind of personality that he's such a remarkable little boy that he just draws people in. Mm-hmm. He makes friends incredibly easily and quickly, and they're firm friendships with adults and children.
And how is he doing right now?
Well, Charlie has had an amazing 2.5 years. The care at the Sparrow was absolutely wonderful. He received radiation at the cancer center, extremely well looked after. Then he received several weeks of steroids, and that was a very difficult time. But they gave us our son back, and we've had a most wonderful time, sad, but also frequently exhilarating. Last week, his headaches began to increase again, and things have unraveled very, very quickly in the last few days. Thursday night, it took enormous courage for him to go trick-or-treating. He's obsessed with Halloween and pirates, but he did it. He came home and then he was very sick. He had an MRI on Friday that showed that the tumor was growing again. Saturday, he could walk around a little bit. Sunday, he was virtually immobile on the sofa. The last 2 days, he's been a little bit more engaged, but we know that time is now very short. And I think we've sometimes wondered whether we're doing the right thing, taking on all the work of helping to run a foundation at this stage. We no longer have any doubt that this next week's event has so much importance and feels so profoundly right, because he's now benefiting from the hospice services that we are going to spend the rest of our lives trying to foster and fund.
You've been chronicling all of this online at friendsofcharlie.com. Yeah. It's very personal. Why did you and your wife decide to make this situation so public?
I've always been one of those people who, when a tragedy happens to somebody else, I've cared deeply but been terrified of saying the wrong thing. Whether I imagined that I brought up the topic when they were trying not to think about it, or whether my words just lacked the eloquence, or maybe they came out without the sincerity I felt. And we were very concerned early on. We're obviously not locals. What would happen? Well, we realized the importance of bringing people in. But what most heartened us was how little effort we needed to make to bring people in. Our close friends became much closer. Mere acquaintances and strangers are now among our closest friends and the dearest supporters of Charlie as well. Terminal illness, particularly with a child, can be so alienating and isolating because it frightens people. I remember Abby saying the night, my wife, Abby, the night of his diagnosis, that everybody would be going home that evening and holding their children tighter. But we knew that people would be upset by it and some people would want to stay away. So that was really the initial impulse, was to bring people into this story because we were not going to be able to survive it without them. And Charlie would gain enormously by having people who were looking out for him. And he's received enormous support.
After hearing your story, I'm sure there are many of our listeners who would like to participate in this upcoming event. Tell us again the basics of the event and how people can attend.
Yes, I very, very much encourage people to attend. It's obviously a very, very sad inspiration, but it's a very wonderful evening. So it's at the downtown Marriott in East Lansing. It starts at 6 p.m. next Thursday evening. We have wonderful artwork from all around the world, but also what's really, really pleased us this year is how many local artists have come forward and donated superb artwork. So most of the work will be donated as part of a silent auction, but Jason Colthorpe will also be hosting a live auction segment. And he did it last year, and he did it with incredible wit and charm. We also have many non-art donations. One of my favourites is Hopcat, the restaurant that's recently opened in East Lansing, has donated a really generous gift of a whole day spent learning about their food and also their fluids, and getting on a bus, going to Grand Rapids, spending an entire day learning about beer, brewing, and also sampling food. Let me also mention that there is a kids' art show running from Tuesday to Thursday in the lobby of the Marriott. Lots and lots of local schools, thousands of school children have contributed to what is going to be a wonderful display of artwork. So that's from Tuesday to Thursday.
Very good. And the website again is?
www.artforcharlie.org. You can buy tickets through the website, also through Schuler's bookstore. So they'd be very generously agreed to be ticket sellers for us.
Artforcharlie.org. John Waller is the co-founder of the Art for Charlie Foundation, which works to improve access to palliative care for children. Thank you very much, John, for taking time to join us during a difficult time. We wish you and your family the best.
Thank you very much indeed.